الحمد لله بنساها. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. First of all, we are saying الحمد لله رب العالمين لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم. Even the name of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, the meaning of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Arabic, kathrat al-shukr. He say alhamdulillah too much shukr. He pray night and until the legs becoming fat, and he say to Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu anha, afala akunu abda shakura. So we have to say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today in front of you, he's not Sheikh. We are Jama'ah from Oman, and we didn't came here to teach people Muslim religion. We came here to remind each others. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Any human being, all the human beings, they have weakness of forget, get angry. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said to us, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. You have to remind each others, mu'min, the one which is love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and love Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he'll going to regret and he'll apologize to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he, insha'Allah, he'll going to follow the rules and regulation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, jalla jalalu ammanalu. And the example, we're going to read, insha'Allah, Surah Nuh. Nabi Nuh, how he make effort for this deen. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله نحمده ونصلي على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه حمدا كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى جل جلاله عما نوالوا, قال رب إني دعوت قومي ليلا ونهارا فلم يزدهم دعائي إلا فرارا وإني كلما دعوتهم لتغفر لهم جعلوا أصابعهم في آذانهم واستغشوا ثيابهم وأصروا واستكبروا استكبارا ثم إني دعوتهم جهارا ثم إني أعلنت لهم وأسررت لهم إسرارا فقلت استغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا ويمددكم بأموال وبنين ويجعل لكم جنات ويجعل لكم أنهارا ما لكم لا ترجون لله وقارا ما لكم لا ترجون لله وقارا ما لكم لا ترجون لله وقارا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sent this message for this ummah, ummah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to say what the effort Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, he done to his ummah. First of all, for da'wah ila Allah only 950 years. That is only da'wah ila Allah. But all the scholars, all ulama, they say we don't know how many years Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, he live in this world. That is 950 years in Quran. ألف سنة إلا خمسين عام. ألف سنة إلا خمسين عام. 1,000 minus 50, 950 years. Just he used to go to invite people to know who is Allah. Day and night. قال رب إني دعوت قومي ليلا ونهارا. He said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah. And no need Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam to say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, he see what is doing Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam. He know what is doing Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam. But this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He make him to do that. This is lesson for us. When we do anything good, we have to say to Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, accept my a'mal. And if something bad, we have to say, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, give me hidayah, forgive me, day and night. قال رب إني دعوت قومي ليلا ونهارا فلم يزدهم دعائي إلا فرارا. Whenever I talk to them, please come to worship Allah. This is the right way to worship Allah. But they run away. See, that's why we say, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. We have to remind each other. We are old people. Forget we have knowledge or not knowledge. But at least we have experience of this life. We have to tell our children to remind them day and night. You have to worship Allah. Don't see something haram, you're going to get punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't listen haram, don't talk haram, don't eat haram, don't go to the haram place. We have this responsibility. We say in Arabic, amana, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are our children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's going to ask us what we have treated our children day and night. فإني كلما دعوتهم لتغفر لهم جعلوا أصابعهم في أذانهم. They run away and they put their fingers in their ears. What's the meaning of this? They don't want to listen. And now, this Ummah Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, I say in Arabic, نتكلم بكل احترام. نتكلم بكل حشمة نتكلم بكل أدب. We are talk with a very big respect and adab. But when you are going to talk to the people, please come for prayer. Please come read Quran. Please this haram, this haram, this haram. They don't want to hear. They ignore. So that is message, same of Ummah of Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. They put their fingers in his ears. Same our Ummah now. We are not going to put fingers, but we run away. Sorry, even when you are going to see Jamaat Tabligh, set away, run away. Please, my dear son, my dear brother, if you don't want even to go for Tabligh, sit and listen what they are going to talk. They will going to talk who Allah. You don't want to see. You don't want to hear Sifat Rabbul Alameen. I don't know how you say Sifat in English. My English is broken, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's going to make us to understand. We don't want to listen Sifat Rabbul Alameen. You don't want to go for Tabligh one day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 months, whatever. Forget it. But you don't want to listen. What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who is Allah? Allah Kareem. In Arabic we say, مَا حَدْ أَكْرَمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ. No one kareem like Allah. Allah Rahman Ar-Rahim. مَا حَدْ أَرْحَمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ. No anyone, he have rahmah like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. But at the same time, Allah he say himself, أَنَا قَوِيٌّ. He the strong. No one strong like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even these words, we don't want to listen. We run away? No, that is shame. If you are busy, no problem. But if you're not busy, forget it. This tabligh or no tabligh. But what if they are talking? Are going to get benefit or not? That we are doing halaqat ta'lim in the house. When this ayah came in Surah Tahrim, يا أيها الذين آمنوا قووا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما, he translates this ayah that make halaqat ta'aleem in your house. If you want to save yourself and your family on fire, Jahannam, this ayah, what you say? يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. Allah, He say, all the believers, save yourself in Jahannam, you and your family. So Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu may say, how you're going to save yourself and your family? We have our house to make like a masjid, not disco. Don't. No. We have to have halaqat ta'aleem. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ لَبَّيْكَ. Shaitan, they will run away. Instead to make music. This is all وَذَكِّرْ 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 وَذَكِّرْ. فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, 950 years. And they say, وَإِنِّي كُلَّمَا دَعَوْتُهُمْ لِتَغَفِرَ لَهُمْ جَعَلُوا أَصَابِعُ. Ya Allah, whenever I say to them, come, and you're going to get maghfira from Allah. This Quran, if hadith, maybe we're going to say this hadith, ضعيف كمزور. This not hadith, ayah. I say to them, come, you're going to get maghfira. Maghfirah like rahmah from Allah. But they didn't listen to me. They put their fingers in their ears. And not only that, they take like bedsheet. Put that they show Nabi Nuh, we don't want to hear what you are saying. And also now we have in our ummah. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sent this Quran. This Quran is a map for us. If we're going to follow Quran, Quran is going to guide us up to where? Up to Jannah. And anyone, he's not going to follow Quran, he's going to follow Shaitan. And Shaitan, where is going to be? In Jannah. Not Jannah. Where is going to be? Say, my dear son and children, Nar, Jahannam. You know these people with their song? When they say to the people, song, they song. Dance, they dance. We are Muslim now. I speak. أتكلم بكل احترام بكل حشمة. I'm not عالم. But this is maybe my way. But we are Muslim now. Even, not all. إلا من رحم الله. Even in Eid. In Eid, what we are going to say in Masjid? لبيك. We say, الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا. Up to end. And we see some of our brothers, really we feel shame, even we feel pain. They say, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with us? We have to be proud of this, our religion. Then he say, Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, وَإِنِّي كُلَّمَا دَعَوْتُهُمْ لِتَغَفِرَ لَهُمْ جَعَلُوا أَصَابِهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِمْ وَاسْتَغْشَوْا ثِيَابَهُمْ وَأَصَرُّوا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا اسْتِكْبَارًا ثُمَّ إِنِّي دَعَوْتُهُمْ جِهَارًا. Then I start to go out and talk to them open. ثُمَّ إِنِّي أَعْلَنْتُ لَهُمْ وَأَسْرَرْتُ لَهُمْ إِسْرَارًا. Then I start to make the announcement, very big sound. please come, come. And also, I'm going to talk to them secret. إن دعوت جهارا إني على كلام مسلم مسلم فقلت استغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا. He said to them, please make istighfar. What you are doing very bad. You'll get to get punishment from Allah. فقلت استغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا. يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا. If you're going to regret and apologize to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He'll going to let very nice rain. Bi amwal, and then He'll going to give you a lot of mal. You know all of you mal, I think in English, I don't know. Wealth? Mal? Wealth. Wa yaj'al lakum jannat. He'll going to give you rain. Mal, wealth, children, and after that, Jannah. Inshallah, time is over. مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرْجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا. This is the last ayah. Why you are not regret and apologize to Allah. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have to regret our sins and to go to the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And I apologize. My English is not like your English, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's going to make us to understand. And the biggest understand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us hidayah. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. And today, inshallah, all of you, we are going to say ma'as salama. We are going to black band, and we apologize to all the people in the Leicester. Ladies and men, we was here 21 days. We apologize, and we say to all of brothers and sisters, be in this jama'ah. We call jama'ah tabligh. Go 3 days, 4 days, 2 days, 1 day, 1 hour. Is not necessary for months. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa billahi tawfiq. Ahsantum.
Can we ask all the brothers to please stand up and move forward? Inshallah, fill up the rooms in the front. Fill up the rows at the front. Brothers that are at the back of the masjid, please move forward. Do not hold the spaces at the back. Please be considerate of the people that are coming in after us, inshallah.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As many of you may be aware that Alhamdulillah Madrasa has restarted now for the new academic year. Some of the parents still haven't bought the kitabs or have got the kitabs already but not made payment. Can you please make sure that this is done today? The madrasa cannot afford to pay for everyone's kitabs or those people that are lazy to pay for the kitabs. And talking of payment and laziness, currently, last year's madrasa fees in our community, we sadly have £5,000 still owing to the madrasa. These are the same parents that go for holidays, that drive nice cars, that have everything that is good, and we make dua Allah give you more and more and more. But when you become stingy and you make excuses to spend in the path of Allah, but you got money for a nice holiday somewhere in some exotic location, and your priorities is that your child must go and pay £20 for an hour for English or maths tuition, or that your priority is that you must have the latest gadget in your hand, in your pocket, in your home, or to have whatever luxury it is that you desire, then there's something that we need to think about. So the madrasa, £5,000, just last month, just to pay staff alone. This is besides all other costs, we had £2,150 shortfall. Some of those brothers are sitting here right now that owe this money. You know you owe this money. And the worst part is, Brother Rashid or Brother Luqman, when they get in touch with parents like this, they say, I'm not going to pay. What you going to do? They actually have this attitude. So we've now gone to the next level. We will take you to court and we will demand that money. And if you still don't pay, then on the day of Qiyamah, bhai, we'll need all the sawab we can get. But till then, how do we pay staff? Imagine you go to work and your boss says, you know what, business was bad this month, the customers didn't pay, the suppliers are demanding payment, I've got to pay them, so you're not only going to get 50% of your salary. We want deen to flourish, we want our children to be good children, but you are doing it in a haram way. How are you going to achieve this? Subhanallah. So please, those parents that are owing that money, please, you know, there's actually many of you brothers here, mashallah, and sisters, that are actually sponsoring children to come and study in this madrasa. I currently have six children who are on a waiting list, and until I can get the funding to put them in madrasa, we can't accept them in. They are in such a bad financial state that they are zakat cases. And not just a zakat case that, okay, maybe they might qualify, they are seriously in need. They are seriously in need. That's six children. And then there's those of us who have the money and yet we choose not to pay fees. We complain about fees. Oh, £52 a month. Allahu Akbar, so much of money. But when you'll go to eat at a restaurant, when you'll book your holiday, then it doesn't bother us. Now we have to question ourselves, why is Islam diminishing? You know, before there was small amount of Muslims, but Islam spread far and wide. Many people go to Spain for holiday, and if you've been to Cordoba, you've seen the big, what used to be a masjid there, which is now a museum, and if you go there looking like a Muslim, the guards will follow you and they will tell you you can't pray in here. 125 years after Hijri of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that masjid was established to hold 50,000 Muslims. But what happened? Look into the history. Today there are so many Muslims in the world. But it's only a Jummah that any masjid is full. It's only a Jummah that you have to have two Jama'at. It's only on a Jummah that we have parking problems. It's only on a Jummah that you remind brothers week in, week out, move forward. Be courteous because this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. The brother has told us so much of advice. Yeah. We are supposed to be those that are welcoming with open hearts and happily spending in the path of Allah no matter where the need is. So khair, that's a reminder. If you're owing fees, please make sure that you pay. If you don't pay, you get away with it in this world at 50 quid, 100 pounds, 200 pounds. Some of you are owing 500-600 pounds. That won't even get you a family holiday. But on the day of Qiyamah, and this is not just for here. You know what we find? Serial serial, what's the right word? Non-payers. You know what they do? They send their children to this madrasa. They'll spend 1 year here. They won't pay fees and they go to the next madrasa in the locality. They'll go maybe to Mufti Saab down the road. Do the same thing there. Then they go to the next madrasa, next madrasa. This is how parents... And some of them are driving cars that are worth 100,000 pounds. But they don't want to pay. And then there are those people who come to us and say, Maulana, I'm already struggling. It's very hard for me. I can only afford this much of money. Will you accept my child? We will gladly accept the child. Why? If they are genuinely struggling, then why not? But when we have the money within our community, we can't spend it, then we complain. Oh, this masjid has got no nice carpet. It doesn't have an aircon. It doesn't have this. It doesn't look fancy. There's no chandeliers. There's no fancy wudu khana. But when it comes time to take out the money, then not only our lips are sealed, but also our pockets become sealed. May Allah make us generous. Amen. Jazakum.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله يا الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله نحمده ونصلي على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه حمدا كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى جل جلاله عما نواله يا أيها الذين آمنوا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون إن الله خبير بما تعملون إن الله خبير بما تعملون ويقول رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما يروي عن ربه جل جلاله عما نواله عبدي كلني كما أريد أكلك كما تريد عبدي أنت تريد وأنا أريد فإن سلمتني فيما أريد أعطيتك فيما تريد وإن خالفتني فيما أريد أتعبتك فيما تريد ولا يكون إلا ما أريد ويقول رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. سألوه سيدنا علي رضي الله عنه كرم الله وجهه: إيش معنى التقوى؟ فقال: معنى التقوى الخوف من الجليل، والعمل بالتنزيل، والرضا بالقليل، والاستعداد ليوم الرحيل. خوف من الله جل جلاله عما نوال بصير يرانا أينما نكون، جل جلاله السميع يسمع كلامنا أينما نكون، جل جلاله عما نوال علام الغيوب يعلم في قلوبنا وهو معكم أينما كنتم والله بما تعملون بصير. والعمل بالتنزيل، هذا كلام سيدنا علي رضي الله عنه، أي خارط لنا في هذه الدنيا هذا القرآن. القرآن إذا تمسكنا بالقرآن، القرآن يأخذنا إلى رحمة الله سبحانه وتعالى. إن المتقين في مقام أمين في جنات وعيون، يلبسون من سندس وإستبرق متقابلين، كذلك وزوجناهم بحور عين، يدعون فيها بكل فاكهة آمنين، لا يذوقون فيها الموت إلا الموتة الأولى، ووقاهم عذاب الجحيم فضلا من ربك، ذلك هو الفوز العظيم. والعمل بالتنزيل والرضا بالقليل، مثل ما قال إمام الشافعي الله يرحمه: القناة كنز لا يفنى، القناة كنز لا يفنى. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم، والحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى جل جلاله عما نوالوا: يا أيها الذين آمنوا، يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا، نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. عن أبي أمامة رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اقرأوا القرآن فإنه يأتي يوم القيامة شفيعا لأصحابي. وعن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الذي يقرأ القرآن وهو ماهر به ما سفرت الكرام البررة، والذي يقرأ القرآن ويتتعتع فيه وهو عليه شاق له أجران. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا حليم يا رحيم يا رؤوف يا ستار يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا منان يا بديع السماوات والأرض، يا حي يا قيوم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا غفار اغفر ذنوبنا، يا تواب وفقنا لتوبة النصوح، يا ستير استر عيوبنا في الدنيا وفي الآخرة، يا رحمن الرحيم ارحمنا في الدنيا وفي الآخرة، يا كريم اكرمنا في الدنيا وفي الآخرة، يا شافي اشفنا من كل مرض، يا غني اغننا، يا هادي اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين، وحسن أولئك رفيقا. رب ارحم والدينا كما ربونا صغارا. يا الله انصر أخواننا المستضعفين لفي غزة وفي فلسطين وفي مشارق الأرض ومغاربها. يا الله اهد الناس جميعا، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم، والحمد لله رب العالمين.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استقيموا يرحمني ويرحمكم الله الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون يا أيها الذين كفروا لا تعتذروا اليوم إنما تجزون ما كنتم تعملون يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا عسى ربكم أن يكفر عنكم سيئاتكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار يوم لا يخزي الله النبي والذين آمنوا معه نورهم يسعى بين أيديهم وبأيمانهم يقولون ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمدا. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
استغفر الله. استغفر الله.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. يا الله يا الله يا الله. انصر أخواننا المستضعفين في غزة وفي فلسطين وفي مشارق الأرض ومغاربها. يا الله اهد الناس جميعا. رب ارحم والدينا كما ربونا صغارا. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحم وعافيهم واعف عنهم واكرم نزلهم ووسع مدخلهم واغسلهم بالماء والثلج والبرد. اللهم اجعل اعمالنا خالصة لوجهك الكريم ولا تخرج ارواحنا من اجسامنا الا وانت راض عنا. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه وسلم. والحمد لله رب العالمين. Thank you.